Rauner's new staffer denounced by leftists. Following the override of his budget vetoes, Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has been making over his team, firing several senior staff members and hiring some sorely needed conservatives, which has led to several protest resignations. In the chaos, someone apparently neglected to do their due diligence on at least one hire who lasted only a day. Ben Tracy, who was hired to be Rauner's body man, which is essentially a gopher for the governor, was fired after a number of inappropriate tweets came to light. His firing has whetted the appetites of leftists and so-called moderate Republicans who want to purge Rauner's team, and likely America, of all conservatives. Their ire is now directed at Brittany Carl, who was hired by Rauner as a communications specialist. Leftists and so-called moderate Republicans object to Carl's unapologetic pro-life views. In an essay titled, "An Inconvenient Analogy, Abortion, Eugenics, and Nazi Germany," Carl made the justifiable comparison of the decades-long U.S. government-sanctioned killing of innocent humans in the womb to Germany's government-sanctioned slaughter of innocent humans in gas chambers and pediatric hospitals. Chicago's regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, Lonnie Nassiter, claims that, quote, "Any analogy comparing the Holocaust to the national debate over abortion is historically inaccurate, inappropriate, and offensive, especially to survivors and their families," end quote. Nassiter was either being cagey or obtuse. Carl did not compare the Holocaust to the national debate over abortion. She compared the Holocaust to the legalized killing of almost 60 million humans since 1973. The incomprehensible number of bodies continues to pile up, with 3,000 incipient human lives being snuffed out every day in America. Nassiter declares that any comparison of the Holocaust to abortion is historically inaccurate. Really? Here in the United States, countless numbers of women have had the humans growing inside them killed for no reason other than that these babies had Down syndrome, and countless numbers of women have had their babies killed because they had other kinds of imperfections or disorders. Is that so different from the Nazi regime's mercy killings of those who were deemed, quote, life unworthy of life? Here's a description of that program. Quote, "The child killing program began with newborns, then proceeded to children up to the ages of 3 and 4, and soon to older ones. The directive ordered the earliest possible registration of all children under 3 years of age in whom serious hereditary diseases were suspected. Included on the list of diseases were idiocy and mongolism, especially when associated with blindness and deafness. That condition is now called Down syndrome. Or microcephaly, hydrocephaly, paralysis, and spastic conditions, and malformations of all kinds, but especially of the limbs, head, and spinal column. Killing was generally done with tablets of luminol, a barbiturate, dissolved in tea or another liquid. Luminol would be given to a child repeatedly over 2 or 3 days until the child lapsed into continuous sleep and then died," end quote. That almost sounds civilized compared to what America's Mengeles do to the 9,000 tiny humans who are killed in the womb every year during the second trimester. And I quote, this is a description of what happens to them. "The abortionist inserts a large suction catheter into the uterus and turns it on, emptying the amniotic fluid. After the amniotic fluid is removed, the abortionist uses a sofer clamp, a grasping instrument with rows of sharp teeth, to grasp and pull the baby's arms and legs, tearing the limbs from the child's body. The abortionist continues to grasp intestines, spine, heart, lungs, and any other limbs or body parts. The most difficult part of the procedure is usually finding, grasping, and crushing the baby's head. After removing pieces of the child's skull, the abortionist uses a curette to scrape the uterus and remove the placenta and any remaining parts of the baby. The abortionist then collects all of the baby's parts and reassembles them to make sure there are 2 arms, 2 legs, and that all of the pieces have been removed," end quote. Imagine the magnitude of the cognitive dissonance progressives and moderate Republicans would experience if they were to apprehend the enormity of the evil they have facilitated. They are mightily incentivized to deny any comparison of America's Holocaust to the Holocaust. Terry Cosgrove, president and CEO of Personal PAC, an inductee into Chicago's LGBT Hall of Fame, who sits on the Illinois Human Rights Commission's kangaroo court, fumed this about Rauner's staff changes, and I quote, "Hiring racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic, right-wing activists to run Illinois government puts them on a race to the bottom in competition with Donald Trump as to who can be the most destructive," end quote. The racist homophobe must be Tracy, whom Rauner fired after his first day on the job. Does Cosgrove actually believe gophers run Illinois government? Or perhaps Cosgrove thinks that anyone who believes marriage has a nature, central to which is sexual complementarity, or who believes that homoerotic activity is immoral, is homophobic and should be prohibited from serving in government. This would include all Orthodox Jews and all theologically Orthodox Christians and Muslims. In that case, Cosgrove would be, in effect, calling for the violation of the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause and demanding an unconstitutional religious test for holding office. For those who don't know, Personal PAC focuses solely on electing pro-choice candidates at the state level. Personal PAC opposes mandatory waiting periods, informed consent, and parental notification. Personal PAC supports public funding of abortion through Medicaid, that is HB 40, embryonic stem cell research, and comprehensive sex ed. Brittany Carl is exactly the type of person whom Rauner needs on his team. So far, Rauner has been a friend neither to the unborn nor to social conservatives who care deeply about all human lives, including even the unborn and the imperfect. Despite what Personal PAC and Planned Parenthood believe, the product of conception between two humans is actually a human, and all humans are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life. Hear these words from Brittany Carl and decide for yourself if she's a worthy addition to Governor Rauner's team. And I quote from her article, "Certainly nothing matches the atrocity of the Holocaust, but it's undeniable that abortion is being used to rid the world of disabled and other so-called unwanted persons, a fact the left and their abortion allies don't want discussed. It was recently reported that in Iceland, 100% of people diagnosed with Down syndrome in utero have been aborted over the past 5 years. In the United Kingdom, that number is as high as 90%, and Denmark predicts it will be a Down syndrome-free nation in the next 10 years. All statistics that seem incomprehensible to many family members and loved ones of people with Down syndrome. The killing of children with Down syndrome before they are born is disturbing on many levels. To begin with, people with Down syndrome are human beings whose intrinsic worth lies in their humanity, regardless of any disabilities or differences. They are no less deserving of basic human rights, chief among these the right to life, than anyone else. Every human life has value, regardless of whether a person has some sort of disease, handicap, or disability. And people with Down syndrome often lead full, healthy lives in spite of their chromosomal abnormality. They have families and friends, some have jobs and spouses, and many are active members in their communities. Attempting to rid the world of people with Down syndrome simply because they are different constitutes the dangerous and morally reprehensible practice of eugenics, not entirely unlike what was practiced in Nazi Germany. The left prefers to focus their outrage on those who dare to compare the horrors of the Holocaust to the practice of abortion, but this is simply a diversion meant to distract people from the ultimate consequences of their agenda. By justifying, glorifying, and normalizing a procedure that allows those in power to prey upon the powerless, the left seeks to create a society in which one's humanity is arbitrarily determined by another, and the powerful decide who is worth keeping alive and who is disposable," end quote. So whom do you trust? Cosgrove, who has spent his entire adult life fighting for the non-existent right of women to have their children killed before they breathe their first breath? Or Brittany Carl, who has the wisdom, compassion, and courage to protect the inalienable right of the least of these to life? I say, welcome, Ms. Carl.